I know Quinn is in too much. Uh-huh. Remember, what we already used nails. Good night. Let me see. I wonder if maybe.
You were telling me about the fences?
I just tell you, I wasn't acquainted with that wire fence too much, but that wire fence, I seen it did in wire fences. Uh-huh. So you stand your picket, we call them picket.
Uh-huh.
Stand them up and let your wire, stand them up and bring your wire across it. And uh-huh. Tap your wire on each side every time you put a picket up there.
That's how you, another way of building a
picket
fence?
That's right, that's another way of building a picket fence.
What about a kind of a wire fence that you might have now around a pasture, say?
You know what you call a wire fence, yeah, wire fence.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about the kind that can catch your clothes on it?
That's what I'm talking about now, yeah. Barbed wire fence. Okay. It's called barbed wire.
And say when you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes to put the...
Post it down. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose rock or stone?
No, I don't think I have. Seems me like I have. I just don't remember where I did or not. It seemed me like I have to see it made out of stone and rock.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like I have.
Is there much loose stone or rock in pastures or fields?
Yeah, that's one of them. Smarter.
Huh?
They're smarter in the field, man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
let me see. I put her in I don't know. I forgot what you call them. We used to have some kind of thing made like an egg, but I don't know what you call it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You put it in that food and make her get in there and take the egg in there.
Uh-huh. You know, if you had a real good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of...
So what?
If you had a real good set of dishes, your best dishes would probably be made out of...
I just don't know.
You know that material that it'll break real easy?
Uh-huh, Brittany, yeah. I don't know what you call it, but I know it. What you call it.
Think of
China, or some kind of...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
I guess I have. I guess that's what I'm trying to think about. We used to get those kind of egg and
uh-huh.
put them in the hen nest. Food.
What would you call it?
I didn't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it, really. I don't.
Yeah.
You want this egg, all I know, we just call it egg. I mean, the false egg, some kind of egg. We call it false egg.
Do you ever call it chunk?
Well, maybe so, yeah.
What's that? Chunk?
I don't know.
China egg or China egg?
Seems like I know somebody, but I just can't know. Don't know enough to tell you what I do.
What did you use to carry water in?
Well, we just carry water in a jug and pail, we call it pail, but kill me now.
What was it? A pail, you say?
Yeah.
What was that made out of?
Well, it made out of tin, or regular.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Tin.
What about something like that, maybe made out of cedar?
Well, see, that's what you call it. Well, we used to call them days, we call it water bucket.
Uh-huh.
We made out of cedar, yeah. I know, that was called a bucket. We called it a water bucket.
So, is a bucket something different from a pail?
Well, they all call them all pails, but I really call them all pails. But that's what I call those tin, aluminum, or what you call it. I call them pails.